Jesse Hill, Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Hill, H-I-L-L. Date of birth is 8-7-2009. This is for date of service, 8-14-2023. Mr. Hill is a 14-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 1 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 10. He reports a family history of diabetes, and he is currently living with his grandmother. His latest hemoglobin A1C is 13%. This is because he has not been adjusting his insulin as needed and not taking his insulin on a regular basis. For his basal insulin, he's on Tresiba 20 units once daily and Novolog 6 units plus 1 unit for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. He also sometimes will carb count using 1 unit for every 12 grams of carbohydrates with meals. He denies any polyuria. He reports polyphagia. He reports some weight loss. He reports some blurry vision, but that's usually when it's far away. He is currently on the Freestyle Libre, and his average blood glucose is 322 when we downloaded his meter plan for one for his type 1 diabetes. We will get a current hemoglobin A1C and adjust his diabetic regimen and place him on Tresiba at an increased dose of 24 units daily and Novolog 8 units with meals plus 1 unit for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. If the patient would like to carb count with his meals, then I would recommend 1 unit for every 10 grams of carbohydrates with each meal. Nextember, we will also apply for the tandem insulin pump. Nextember, the patient takes insulin 4 times per day. He checks his blood glucose 4 times per day or more. He makes frequent dose adjustments to his insulin therapy based on blood glucose monitoring. Nextember, I will apply for the Tandem and Dexcom combination. In the meantime, while we wait for that, we will apply for the Freestyle Libre 2 sensor and continuous glucose monitor. The patient will be able to use the sensor during his school hours. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.